This program is sponsored by Katrina Christensen. Hello, hello, and welcome to Home and Away. I am Stella Zachariasen, and on the show today, we have Reni and Mashtin Heimstover. Reni is from Indonesia. She has been on the show before, but this time she is back with her husband to talk about how it is to be in a mixed marriage and living in Faroe Islands. We also have a surprise for you all towards the end of the show. Well, we are ready to kickstart today's program, so I can only hope that you guys out there are ready too. We'll be right back after this break. Back, guys. Here we are in the studio, although we have gone through a stormy night in Faroe Islands. Here it's warm and wonderful, and Reni and Mashtin, along with their little daughter, Eva Vaughn, they are here. So we are going to have a good time. Stick with us for the next hour. And towards the end of the program, we are going to have a wonderful surprise for you all. But you'll have to wait. So let me welcome you guys. Reni and Mashtin, welcome.
Hey.
Thank you.
Why don't we start off? Reni, you have been here before and you have told your story. So if I can maybe start with Mashtin about his version of how did you both meet each other?
Yes, well, we actually met in September.
And I remember clearly that day that we were in the dormitory in Aarhus, where we were just having a kitchen meeting with all the other renters. And then suddenly I just remember the door opening and she's just, and I see this woman coming in and I think, wow. Like, I could already see that there was somebody shooting arrows because like, this was something that I really wanted to try and grasp and see how far I could get.
Oh, that is so wonderful. When was this? Which year was this?
Yeah. 2012, right?
Okay, yeah. So it's like 11 years since you guys met. And Reni, so that's his version. So he saw you first according to him. Mm-hmm. What is your version?
I didn't notice him that night. There's a lot of people. So I was like, my eyes like all over the place, like, oh, hi, I'm Rainy. And I went out like, I'm just the new girl here. But the next day we ran into each other in the kitchen and I tried to like, I see other people and I just tried to get to know them one person at a time. So I introduced myself to him. And then I noticed that he was stalling in the kitchen.
Okay.
Because he was already finished eating. He already cleaned the dishes, but he's not going out. So he was like staying and talking to me like, okay, there's something going on here.
Yeah, so that's how you guys met. But what were you, according to you guys, you were in Copenhagen, or you were in Denmark.
Yeah, in Aarhus.
Yeah, and what were you doing in Denmark? Because you are from Indonesia.
Yeah, I was studying. I was taking my master's degree in Aarhus.
Yes, okay.
That's why we live in the same dormitory.
Okay.
It was room number 2 and I was room number 5.
Okay, so you didn't even bump into each other before that?
No.
So that's a very nice story Cupid has shot, or whatever that you call it. So if I can ask, Mashtin, of course you said, you know, you saw her. What attracted you to Reni? What was it about her that you found attractive?
I don't know. I think it was just... First, of course, it was just the chemistry. I felt like I was madly in love right away. But then as we started to talk, what I really liked was when we started talking is basically that she's very blunt and she just wants things to be clear and straight. And that's something that I like because I can't really read between the lines so much.
Yeah.
So, and actually that's something that I think has supported our relationship a lot of the way.
That's so good that you're saying that. That's so important, I think, in a relationship. And maybe it's not so usual for Faroe Islands because you try to say some things like really beat around the bush instead of just saying it. Mashtin seems to be, to me, I just met him today. He seems to be like shy and, you know, quiet. Mm-hmm. So what attracted you to him?
Well, the first thing I noticed that he was stalling, so there should be something, but I don't know what, maybe curious because, you know, I'm the new girl. But then every time I get to know people, I always tell them about I have kids. Mm-hmm. Usually guys will literally make like one step backward as soon as I say, oh, I have 3 kids. But when I told him, oh, I have 3 kids in Indonesia, he did not do that. He was just like... Oh, really? How old are them? Aww. Is it a boy or a girl? And I'm like, okay, this is the first. So the fact that he was not afraid that or surprised that I have 3 kids, I was like, oh, it's okay, it's normal, it's fine. It kind of attracted me. Mm. And then he was very kind. He was very helpful. I'm new girl. And I don't know anything about the system. And he showed me just... all the simple things like how to use the laundry machine or helping me with fixing my bike. So it was that.
That's actually so nice to hear because as a mother, you are protective of your children and it's so important who maybe you let into your life. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like love at first sight. you were in Denmark. You already had 3 kids back in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. So where did you get married? And tell us a bit about your wedding day. Because I have seen your wedding photos. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, was it in Faroe Island?
Yeah, it is. It was, yeah.
So, it was in my hometown in Klaksvik. We just had a casual church wedding. So
I want it to be like a winter wonderland kind of wedding. So we choose 21st of December because it's a winter solstice. And we were hoping it would be snow.
Yeah.
the days before we arrived, there was no snow at all. And even
stormy.
Yeah, and it was stormy. Even the, like exactly the night before, it was stormy. And people were like, no snow, rainy, no luck. But then in the morning, it's like everything was white suddenly.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I was like,
That is absolutely the perfect wedding then.
Yeah.
Were your kids here? Were any of your family back from Indonesia here?
No, sadly not on the wedding.
No. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when we are going to take a little break, we are going to play a song that you chose, Be My Baby by the Ronettes.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we come back, of course, we have talked about how you met and your wedding and your life, but when we come back, I would like to talk about I would like to ask Mashtin a little bit about how he sees Indonesia, because we have talked a bit about how you see Faroe Islands, mm-hmm. your life in Faroe Islands. I would like to ask Mashtin that. So we'll be back after this break. Mashtin, can I ask you if you can describe Indonesia through your eyes? And have you been many times?
Yes, I've been many times there. As soon as the first year when we were dating, of course, I had to go there because since she told about her kids, of course, that had to be an introduction that was needed. So, and I remember clearly that first day, that the first thing that strikes you as soon as they turn off the AC on the airplane is the heat, how hot it is. And of course, it's the environment is very different because it's very warm and also very sunny.
Yeah, he came like really sweating, came up from the airport, like super soaking sweat. And I was laughing.
Yeah.
Yes, and Rain was really like, the airports are usually quite good air conditioning, so it should be okay. But I was, it was very different. But also because Jakarta, where she lives with her family, is a quite big city.
Yeah.
And there's so many, I think also the carbon dioxide with all the cars around had an effect. But through it all, when you look past these things, then when you come home, you actually see that even though that they are different people, it actually feels ironically, a bit like home.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has a mom there and she has the kids there and everyone, and you know, the family life just continues.
Yeah. Was it dry? Was it because it's humid?
Yes, also the humidity has an effect for
Maybe
me.
That's why, you know, we have, of course, many of us have experienced when we land on a warm country, it just hits you and it takes a while to get used to it. I wanted to ask you, many times when people go from a cold climate into a warm climate, they get cold or fever or sick. Did you ever get sick?
Yeah, I actually remember also the first time I was there, like, it didn't come straight away. I remember sweating and I was drinking a lot, but when we hit the third or fourth week, then I actually started to feel the sense of that we, you know, we have the windows open, and then there was a small gush of wind, and then it felt very chilly, but you're like, but this is 30 degrees.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Am I getting sick now? Or
yeah, that's true.
I think his biggest enemy was the mosquito.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay. Did you have then mosquito nets?
No,
not mosquito net, but we use mosquito
oils,
repellents.
Yeah.
And
things like that. Mm-hmm. And how were you received by Rene's family?
Well, I remember clearly we were planning on having it like, I was supposed to be like an uncle kind of thing, like it should be very formal, but I clearly remember the kids just coming and over to me and running and giving me a hug straight away. So
you just felt immediately you all bonded.
Yes.
And then, of course, you are there, Rene is showing you places, you know, taking you to a show about her life. What would you tell about the food culture, or was there any different culture or tradition that stood out for you, or did you find anything difficult to adjust to?
She was very open about how to say it. It was quite an experience. We tried to actually research and try different foods. So, but I think my limit was probably rats, but that was also your limit, I think. We never tried the rats.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically in our country, we kind of, like China, like there's a certain cuisine that's out of a league, that's really too unique.
Yeah.
But we did, like, we eat,
bats.
We ate bats. And then, but that's the only weird one.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I always say, of course, for Faroese people, maybe to sit and listen to, they eat bats. But then for Indonesia, they eat maybe this fermented sheep.
Yeah, fermented sheep. It was like, oh my goodness, that was hard. But
I just think that it's just, we should just take it as different culture and tradition and not like it's a weird food.
Yeah, like in Indonesia, we also eat lamb head, so that was not surprising for him, and he loves it.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's the time when we went to, where was it?
Yogyakarta.
Yogyakarta, right?
Yeah.
And then when you had a colleague there and he's like inviting us to this sheep restaurant.
Yeah.
And they basically serve the head, you know, they peel off all the, they boil it, the head and peel it off. Mm-hmm. And then they just fry it together with the sweet soy sauce or ketchup manis, the Indonesian one.
Now
and that was a real good one. And then I remember his friends was like, her colleagues were like saying, he must be Javanese because he eats so much. That's something I found was actually quite similar that I could... Similarities with Faroese cuisine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I can say personally, that sounds more delicious than the Faroese sheep. a little bit of fried and, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's wonderful to hear. Rene, if I can ask you, if I can start with you, you know, it's never easy to combine two cultures together, whether if he is living in Indonesia or you are living in Faroe Islands, and then you have kids together. What's the biggest challenge in an international marriage, and how do you make it work?
I think the challenge in all marriages is the same, is about communication, but because we don't come from the same mother language, so it makes it double, I feel. So, yeah, we continue, like, try, fail, try again, and the biggest issue is communication. We have a lot of misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's definitely, of course, it's going to be there, and it takes, maybe you meet halfway, but it's so nice that you're talking about it, because the reason for this program is to let others in mixed marriages know that everybody has issues. It's like, you know, you have to constantly be at work and to listen to like this advice that you have, communication. What kind of language do you speak at home? Which language do you speak at home with each other and with your kids?
Well, I think mostly it is, we try to combine all or both our mother tongue, but it is mostly English that is the most.
Yeah, mostly used. English, and with Evavon, Martin tried to speak full Faroese, and I tried to speak full Indonesian, but it's hard. It's like mix English and then again a little bit of Faroese. Yeah. And the siblings, her siblings are speaking in English with her. So she speaks a lot of language.
Yes. Mm. That's really nice to hear. And we are going to take another break and we are going to play a song, Far Away But Near by Ivor, you have chosen. Is there a special reason?
Yeah, because we had a long distance relationship for like 6 years before we finally get together.
Yeah. We are going to do that. And when we come back, I would love to hear Reni about if you cook any Indonesian dishes or talk a little bit more about how you bring your culture into your home.
Yes.
Before I go to sleep.
Yeah, we have come halfway through the program and we still have a surprise for you guys. So if I were you, I'll stick around. Don't go away. Reni, I would like to know if you cook any Indonesian food at home. Of course, not bats.
No, not bats.
But and do you get the ingredients here in Faroe Islands? And what kind of culture do you mix at home from your side?
Well, we do try. I do try to cook Indonesian food. If it's a difficult one, it's only in a certain occasion because it takes a lot of time. It can take all day just to make one food. But sometimes we also mix like the Faroese. So in Indonesia, we have this like a curry called rendang, which is spicy. And then one time we have so many like a green.
Whale meat.
And then he's like, why don't we make this rendang, just whale meat? Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah. So we mix in our food. So we mix something that we can find in the Faroe Island. Of course, it's hard to get like the entire ingredient precisely. You're going to miss like one or two things. But we just try to get along with it, find something that tastes similar or just skip it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. But I can see more and more of these ingredients, you know, the Asian spices and different things coming into shops now. Mm-hmm, so maybe it's not as difficult as it was before. Mm-hmm. So are you a strict mom? Or are you, how is it, you know, when you bring up the kids, do you go all Faroese or do you have any of your cultures?
In the beginning, I was a strict mom.
I think it's very mixed. It's just you have these two cultures, and yes, one is raised up that you have to be more stricter than the other. But
And then the kids like kind of negotiate. Like in the beginning, I was a strict mom, like bed, eight. Yeah. Okay, no negotiation. And then like after a year or two, mom, nobody sleep at eight. Come on. Yes.
That's true.
So like, okay, we'll go later. Like, yeah, but the I get casually like adapt.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I think that's not a problem. That's the issue. That's an issue with many mixed marriages because the foreigners are used to, you know, strictly in bed by this time, and then when they come to Faroe Islands, they like to stay up late. Mm. So that's just fun, and they get used to it. Is there anything that you have taught Reni's kids regarding the Faroese cultures?
I don't think I need to. No. I think I've sometimes thought I should do it, but I think they are learning well by themselves, actually. But if they have any questions, they should always come to me if they want.
But I think living in Faroe Island teach my kids to be more independent and reliable because back home, we had a lot of helper. So they basically just, you know, sleep and eat and don't do cleaning, not even cooking. But now they clean, they even do their own laundry, folding, their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they learn cooking. So they become more and more independent because like, oh, I want to cook this. But they cannot wait until I have to come home to do it.
Yeah.
So they learn to do it themselves.
That's nice. And how did they find, do they find easy to get friends here, the more they speak Faroese? How is it going for them? And when did they come to Faroe Islands?
We finally get reunification in 2019. Mm-hmm. With the younger, I think the younger their age is easier for them to adapt.
The first day of school, right?
Yeah,
the first day of school. It's like, hey, I have a classmate.
Yeah, he already bring a classmate home.
Okay.
Yeah, the youngest one. But the oldest one is a bit hard for her because she's way older. But then gradually, like, yeah, they have their friends now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It takes time maybe. And I'm so interested in talking to you about your recent trip to Indonesia. Mm-hmm. You went for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And I've seen a few pictures where you gathered as family. It's wonderful. Do you mind telling us a bit about that reunion?
Yeah.
It's always nice to see the family. Mm-hmm. I remember when we came here with the kids, we were planning, of course, that it should be in 20. Right. That we should go. But then, of course, Corona came in the way, so it got delayed and delayed.
Mm-hmm.
But now we were just like, okay, 3 years is the limit, so we have to go now. So we just, in summer, we just decided, okay, now it's the time. We booked the tickets and we will just spend Christmas.
It's also the first time our youngest see the other members of my family, the grandma, my sister, my brother. So they were so happy. Yeah. The kids were very much spoiled by my mom. Relaxing, just really like, we have no goal. Like, I want to go here, there. No, just like, I just want to spend time with my family. So that's the goal.
That's wonderful. And do you, you know, many of the families, our families, when we come together, we are loud. Mm-hmm. Are you guys loud?
I think we are, right?
Are we?
That's what I felt the home, like also the first time I came. I remember your mom like loudly saying that dinner is ready. So it's like, this is something that I can relate to.
Yeah, when all my mom's sisters is around, also like they talk loudly and laughing and teasing. I don't know about you guys,
but I remember when we took our kids to Sri Lanka and we would talk loud and on like... We don't allow the other person to finish. We just talk on top of, you know, each other's voices. And they would ask, are you guys fighting? You know? So, no, we are just so happy, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a nice tradition, I think. You know, you just get to make...
I think that's my habit, that like, I kind of barge in without letting the person finish.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to live in Faroe Islands and how often do you visit Indonesia?
It's because of we tried to talk back and forth because I was still in my studies back then, but it's basically safety. The kids are in a certain teenage age and it's just we thought that it would be better for their safety that we stay here in the beginning and then like see where it goes. Mm-hmm. We don't know everything and
That's true.
Yeah, I think Faroe Islands is a safe place to raise family. I don't have to worry so much when children playing outside until midnight in summer.
Yeah, did you find it hard to adjust to in the beginning when they were out?
Yeah, in the beginning it was like, okay, should I be worried? But they have their phone and then I told them if there's anything, just please call me. And like in midnight, of course, it was a summer festival. They call it, Mom, I'm still here. Is it okay if I stay until later? Yeah, okay, just be safe. And they come home like 2-3 in the morning with it. Okay, it's holiday.
Yeah, of course. That's a wonderful part in Faroe Islands. And most families that we have talked to, almost everyone, you know, that's the reason, that's the main reason they chose to bring up their kids here, for the safety and the environment.
Yes.
We are going to take another break, and when we come back, I'll ask you, what kind of advice do you give other couples in mixed marriages? But before that, we are going to play So Much in Love by All for One.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone,
we
so in love, are we two that we don't know what to do,
so in love,
in a world of our own,
so in love,
as we walk by the sea, stars twinkling high above. So in love, are we two? No one else but me and you. So in love, so much in love.
So in love,
so much in
love. So in love,
we stroll.
So in love,
are you and I?
So in love.
touch, to feel your body close to me. I just want to hold you in my arms forever.
Away in the studio, time is running fast. We have talked and we have had a wonderful time here. Renik and Mashtin, can I ask you to end the program with what advice would you give other couples in mixed marriages?
Well, first of all, it's communication, and then, as I mentioned with Renik's quality, is try to be as honest about everything as possible. Because that's it might be hard to hear for the other part, of course, but I think it's always worth to reflect, because that's, I don't know how else we can like understand the boundaries of each other and how we can support each other.
Yeah.
If we don't know how, what it is.
I think communication is the key, but when things getting like heat up so much, just take a time, take a break from each other, you know, give space and time, and then come back and communicate it again.
That's actually great advice, guys. I hope people are listening to it. It's wonderful. The reason why I'm hurrying through the program is because, remember, people, I said we have a surprise for you. Well, last time when Rani was here, she talked about she loves singing. And she does sing really well. And so I, because she only said that in the program then, I didn't know about it. But this time she is back. And the surprise for you guys is that she is going to sing live for you here. So Rani, can you please tell us a bit about the song and why you chose it? And then we'll let you sing.
The title of the song is Dunia Tipu Tipu, which means like the fake world. It's because there's so much social media where you just show the fun side or the pretty side of your life, but you don't show the real you. But in this song, like, there's always this one person who know exactly who you are, where you can be safe just to be who you are.
Wonderful. Take it away.
Di dunia tipu-tipu, kamu tempat aku bertumpu. Baik jahat abu-abu, tapi warnamu putih untukku. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, di dunia tipu-tipu, ku bisa rasa nyata denganmu. Tanpa banyak una-inu, ku bisa rasa aman selalu. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama. Janji takkan kemana-mana, ya. Leluconannya tiap hari, ku tertawa tanpa tapi, tetaplah seperti ini. Oh, puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama. Janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama. Janji takkan kemana-mana. Takkan kemana-mana. Janji takkan kemana-mana. Janji takkan kemana-mana. Janji takkan kemana-mana.
That was absolutely wonderful. I didn't understand a word, but it sounded amazing. Thank you for performing. And we were talking in the break that you sang at your reception.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same song?
No. It was So Much in Love, and then there's another Indonesian song.
Okay. And if anyone is listening out there, Reni is willing to perform. She's interested.
I would love to.
Yeah. So call her. And it's wonderful. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us here. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah,
that's wonderful. And thank you for taking your time to come and share your story with us. It's been wonderful to hear, and for your advice as well. And for you all who are listening out there, thank you so much for listening. This program will be rebroadcasted tomorrow at 9 a.m. and we will post the link shortly afterwards. Goodbye for now. We'll be back next Monday with another couple from different parts of the world. So until then, take care and goodbye. Oh, I'm so sorry. Something that I forgot, because I have to say it's Reni's fault, because I was blown away by you. So,
yeah,
but you know what, guys, we really have a gift for you. We don't want you to go away empty-handed.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the first program we have as couple in our 8 years of show in Home and Away.
Uh-huh.
You are given a gift by Katrina Christiansen to go to have a lovely meal of Ommusa lamschut. I don't know if you have ever tried it.
Nice.
Thank you.
I haven't tried, no. I haven't tried it.
So there you go.
Tak fira.
So this is a gift courtesy of Katrina Christiansen. They've been so kind to give us gift cards.
Wow. Tak fira, yes.
So you are welcome, and go and enjoy, have some time together. Yeah.
Yes. We will.
That's it, guys. I hope I haven't forgotten anything else. Goodbye.